Today's audio cast for Monday, March 5th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Well, this year's edition of the Helicopter Association International's annual convention, Heli Expo 2007, concluded Saturday afternoon at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. Thousands of attendees flooded the show floor during the three-day event to see the wares from some 500 exhibitors, as well as view the 35 helicopters on display. Heli Expo was also a platform for vendors and manufacturers to announce new products. Robinson Helicopter said it is developing the five-place R66 turbine, powered by the 300-horsepower Rolls-Royce 300, which also was unveiled at the show. Meanwhile, Bell Helicopter ditched the Model 417 announced at last year's Heli Expo and added the Bell 429 Global Ranger light twin helicopter to its stable. Sikorsky took the wraps off a search-and-rescue-configured S-29 and said its twin-rotor X-2 technology demonstrator program will accelerate later this year. Overall, manufacturers also announced sales of nearly $750 million at the show, some $120 million more than was recorded at Heli Expo 2006. And Honeywell expects the good times to roll. The company's turbine helicopter forecast project deliveries of about 3,500 new civil-use helicopters between 2007 and 2011. In a letter sent to customers late last week, Eclipse Aviation President and CEO Vern Rabern admitted that the startup aircraft manufacturer is having production problems. While he said it's natural for a new airplane company to experience growing pains as it transitions from development into production, Rabern noted that the company has seen far more challenges than it anticipated. Due to the problems, the Eclipse 500 production schedule has slipped, though Rabern didn't elaborate on what the rate would be. He reiterated that the production issues relate to the manufacturing process, namely internal processes and staffing, as well as part shortages and quality problems. The company chief said one of his strategies is to bring in experienced automotive production leaders, including the recent appointment of Todd Fierro, a former Ford Motor Company plant manager, as Eclipse's vice president of manufacturing. Rabern also plans to step up quality inspections, leverage robotics and primary assembly to eliminate human error and reduce cycle time, and conduct automated system testing early in the build process to help alleviate production problems. The families of former New York Yankees pitcher Corey Lytle and his flight instructor Tyler Stanger claim the crash of their Cirrus SR-20 into a Manhattan apartment building was caused by a catastrophic failure of the flight control system. A statement released by Todd Macaluso, the lawyer representing the families of Lytle and Stanger, claimed that FAA and NTSB data show that Cirrus aircraft have a history of aileron failures and alleges that there have been other accidents involving flight control failures, several of which resulted in deaths. The suit also names Teledyne, Hartzell Propeller, S-Tech, Honeywell, and Justice Aviation. The NTSB has not determined a cause for the October 11th crash, but an update to its preliminary report released in early November focuses on the role of a 13-knot crosswind in the accident and makes no mention of control anomalies. The FAA is proposing $75,000 in fines for alleged maintenance violations on the state of North Dakota's three aircraft, including its King Air B-200 that is regularly used to fly the governor and other dignitaries. North Dakota is fighting the assessment and contends that the aircraft are properly maintained, although it did voluntarily ground its Piper Cheyenne for more than 2 weeks last year when it was shown that unspecified engine tests hadn't been carried out. On the King Air, inspectors allegedly discovered that an air data computer had been replaced without the required calibration and testing. A damaged prop and oil leak were found in the rear engine of the state's Cessna 337. The state said these problems cited by the FAA are only allegations and has hired a lawyer to fight them. Meanwhile, North Dakota Governor John Hoeven said he has confidence in the airworthiness of the planes and has never had cause to doubt it. The FAA claims it also found lax procedures in administration and pilot certification. A Jacksonville, Florida city ordinance against building or repairing aircraft on residential property will either be repealed or substantially rewritten, thanks to a successful lobby campaign by local pilots and the EAA. At a meeting last week, the sponsor of the controversial law, Councilmember Lake Ray, admitted the law was flawed. Milford Shirley, who organized the opposition to the law, said the strategy was to show the inequity of restricting aircraft home building as opposed to other hobby-type pursuits that aren't as regulated, and she said it worked. The ordinance singled out aircraft construction and repair as being illegal, while allowing processes similar to those used on aircraft to continue in other hobby activities. For instance, building furniture out of wood was legal, but building wing spars from wood was not. Similarly, fiberglass, metal, engine, and other construction and repair activities were legal as long as they didn't involve a flying machine. The EAA lobby apparently convinced the council that any ordinance against those types of activities should apply across the board, not just to aircraft. Well, some very interesting stories. Today's report was written by Chad Troutfetter of AvWeb.com, where we now present more general aviation news delivered more often in a more friendly reader format than ever before. Visit www.avweb.com today for all this and more, and give us your feedback on the question of the week, FBO of the week, or submit your photos and videos. And don't forget the events calendar, classified ads, avwebbooks.com, and marketplace. Comments on today's audio cast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. And this report was brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Friday, March 9th. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.